Well, I'm just finishing up this work here as we're waiting. You know how it goes. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Put your smile on, Bub. Good morning. How are we doing today?
Man, I'm doing really good. As you can tell, I've clearly already been in the paint shop.
Yes, you have, man.
Jeez, man. I think I've got like 10 different colors of cars painted on me right now I've been cranking out back there.
Yeah.
Still can't breathe, right? Probably going to go to the urgent care this afternoon. Not going to lie.
Yeah, it's not. You're not feeling good.
2 weeks, dude. Over 2 weeks since Vegas.
Since coming back from Vegas, man. Well, that's everybody getting on the plane. A lot of nationalities on there who don't have the conscientious desire to monitor their germ output, and all the parents today who don't monitor their kids.
So what you're saying is there's nothing worse than a nasty ball sack?
On an airplane.
I even got the producer on that one.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. MizOutlawBoutique.com, 561-660-6695. Robin and Layla are doing some really cool stuff. Next weekend they have Black Friday, the beginning of the Christmas sale, all the new great stuff that they've got. They've got these shower bombs, man, that you put in your shower that are steam activated. Everything smells good. It opens up your sinuses. It's the craziest thing I've ever
seen. So have you been to the store at all, though?
No, I haven't lately.
Let me tell you, dude. I went in there last night, and I actually for once thought in my life, like, this store is better than what you see in major malls.
Interesting.
I mean, there is so much that when the first thing you get when you open that door and walk in is, like, the massive smell of, like, going to, like, these fun stores that you love going to. Like, some people have, like, a connected scent with, like, Home Goods or, like, Pottery Barn or... What's the candle store? Yankee Candle.
Yankee
you know when
candle.
You walk past it in the mall, but you can smell like the aroma that's coming out of the store?
Yeah.
That is exactly how her store is.
Sephora,
when you open that
things
thing,
like
dude,
that.
There is like these, you know, the balls that are just all hung from the ceiling. I've said balls, and hung. So check it out. Where am I at? So listen here. So
you're hanging balls.
So all these light bulbs that hang from the bottom of the
saloon,
right? So there's like all this the fall leaves and stuff that are like all wrapped around it that look like it's all like snowing in there. Not snowing yet, but
their
it's
leaves
changing
falling
seasons,
off the trees.
Man. It's just crazy. There's hay bales everywhere. There's freaking mannequins all over the place. There's Jack Daniels bourbon barrels everywhere. It looks really cool. Super, super fall and vintage looking.
If you guys haven't visited Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695.
That's it.
Cars and Coffee, Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We are the featured VIPs there because we will be unveiling the BEM SEMA 17 2.3 liter stock block 600 horsepower Mustang. It's the only one like it in the world, Bub. Nitto Tire is deep invested in this thing. Steeda Autosports, JP Watson, JP over at Watson Racing. I mean, everybody. Borla Exhaust, Bub. Reggie Turbinetics, Precision Turbos. We have swag bags that we're giving away with backpacks, all kinds of great stuff. And all of these products are available at the BEM, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website.
Yep, that's right, man. We've got all the product is going up. Not only are we designing and building some of the sickest rides in the industry, but also for fans and do-it-yourselfers all across the world, we are selling everything now straight through the performance parts tab on our website. You can literally get everything at cheaper deals than even going to some of these crazy, crazy sites out there. A lot of people are familiar with Summit, with Jegs. We are beating those prices, so check them out. You guys can get anything you can imagine, and we do offer custom applications as well, whether it be custom venting, custom tubing, or just doing custom finishes. Any order, if you guys call us and said, hey, I just placed an order online, you even send us an email and say, I placed an order online for a cold air intake for maybe my 2010 Challenger, right? Let's just say something like that. Maybe your car is black. Maybe your car is silver. Maybe your car is like a atomic orange.
Oh, I know
and you
going.
Want that to be a custom color to match. We can do full powder coating to that exact color utilizing your factory paint code. So it's a dead on match.
I'd ask you to please come out and visit us live, Bub, at the event 8 to 12 noon, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus arrives about 7 in the morning. The rally trailer and rally car will arrive at about 7:30. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches will be arriving about 7:30. The BEM Mustang will be arriving about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
We have an Alpha that's a brand new Alpha that's going to be there with us. We've got two C7 Corvettes,
right.
And we are going to be doing autographs as well from 10 to 10:30 and giving away the swag bags to the first 100 people that come out and join us.
Yeah, man, we're looking to have a fun time this Sunday. It's been 3 months since we made it to Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. It has been a hit every time. We've missed the October one. That was Halloween, so I know that that was an insane blast.
Yep.
We missed that one because we were actually out in SEMA, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
So we've missed the past couple of them, getting that SEMA ride ready. Now the public will see that car for the first time. Literally, it hasn't been driven at all since it came straight back when Greg brought it back from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's been in the trailer, in the facility, right now getting all the fine-tuning and detailing done to it, so it looks good and shows really strong on Sunday. Man, did it get dusty coming back across that desert, dude.
It did, man. It really did. And but by the way, you just finished some of the Steeda Autosports suspension components.
Yep.
It's out having the final alignment done right now,
yep,
getting prepped for the show. We are actually closed today and tomorrow, getting ready for this big event.
Yeah.
It's going to be an epic unveiling. Good morning to the World Rally Champion and BEM Rally Car Driver, Mr. Gio Hammerback, who's with us. GOB, you will be able to meet G in person at the autograph tables at this event as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be neat.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. We've got so much in the works, man. Nitto has gone above and beyond
again. The display that's going to be out there with Nitto?
Not only from just everything that they've done partnership-wise with us here at BEM, but offering a full product line of tires. Again, all of those will be available through the website, so stay tuned for that tab popping up as well. Any make, model, size, fitment, even if you are just doing random wheel and tire combos, we can offer those things at an amazing cost, and everything is literally within one-day shipping and can ship anywhere all across the world, right? So not only that, but this display that they've hooked us up with, you guys will see it if you come out to the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach event. That is this Sunday when? What is that, 8 to 12?
8 to noon, yes,
okay,
sir, at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. It's exit 71. Good morning to our good friend down in Abilene, Texas, Mr. Richard Oakland.
What's up, Richard?
How are you guys? Everybody out there doing good in Texas? I hope out there. Bub, let's talk about this beautiful 35 Ford you're standing in front of. You have been building this car over the course of the last 2 years.
Yeah, man. So I actually, we talked about this, the producer and I, we talked about it. What's the best title for this car, right? So we came up with
POS
something
done
about
Bubba style?
Really close to that, essentially. So something about there's nothing, you know, what's worse than not knowing what your ride is doing, right? I think that's the title of this show, something like that along those lines.
I don't know. I don't do those.
No idea. So anyways, what is worse than not knowing what your ride is doing, right? Like whether or not you have gas in the car, whether or not you have voltage on charging voltage or it's draining, whether you're speeding or not, especially if you're drunk.
Yeah.
What?
Whether you should be drinking and driving, the monkey reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Right, for sure. That's what I was leading into. So whether or not your engine is overheating, your coolant temps, your fuel gauge, your oil pressure, whether or not you have oil pressure, there's so many things that you want to know about your car as you drive them. Well, this little honker-tonker, this is a 1935 Ford. I love how I called it a honker-tonker. I'm going with that one on this car. I feel like that's exactly what it is. We have to go through and get all of these gauges updated so that this client knows what his car is doing, because he can't. He has no idea what fuel's in his car, if the voltage is working. All the gauges were there. They were factory. But all of these things, they just crap out over time, especially when it's been converted typically from a 6-volt system to a 12-volt system. You have to either do voltage adapters, or if some people don't know what those are and they do actually plug in a 12-volt system, you short the gauge out right away. They're never going to work again as they should. So you have to then rebuild either the internals of the stock gauges or have a custom-built set done like from Classic Instruments, direct fit for the dash of these cars, so it still has that factory appearance but is 100% fully electric, and you know exactly what your car is doing to the T.
And again, you are able to take the vintage style, Bub, and bring the modern performance into these vehicles so that they work spot on. This is a 6-volt system, Bub.
Yeah.
It's how they originally started. It's half of the voltage used in today's systems, and even half of that which is used in some diesel systems, which run on 24-volt systems, Bub.
Yeah, man. You know, this thing is super slow to turn over. It almost sounds like it's got a dead battery every time you go to push that button on the floor, and this thing is like, and then it's just running like freaking butter.
Isn't that crazy, man? Same
That's the way they all sound, man. Yeah. It's like you go to push that button and you think that this thing is just tick-tock dead, right?
Yep.
And then before you know it, just keep holding
it's
down on that
running
button and it comes to life and it's just purring away.
It's crazy, isn't
These
it?
Things commonly known for sounding like sewing machines. That is the way that these old flathead 8s sounded. They sounded great. You could actually build a lot of performance with these things. Edelbrock released a full 6-pack carburetor air fuel delivery system for them. So that's really cool. Offenhauser has some great stuff. The intake, the carb, the manifolds, the actual rocker box covers on these things. So there's a lot of performance you can do. You can do Pertronics upgrades on the ignition side of it.
Sure.
You can do the 12-volt conversions utilizing the factory lookalike generators. So there's so many things that you can do to make these things enjoyable, 100% modern, but still keep them totally vintage. Just everything about this is 35, to the door handles, to the snaps on the top, to the single taillight on the right rear. And that was what a lot of people didn't understand, is how to identify these cars was through like what set of taillights and headlights it had. Some had fender markers on them, like running lights on the fenders, and that would distinguish it, whether it was a 35 or 36.
Sure. Yep.
Different grill designs. Every year they changed something.
That's
so
correct.
It was really hard to work with these. A lot of little small details, but those two Ford guys know exactly what they're looking
at. And you know, it's funny too, Bob.
I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Well, we know the two-door, the T-U-D-O-R, and the four-door, F-U-D-O-R, is two-door and four-door. We know that. That was how Ford designated them. Good morning to our personal family friend, Mike McCloskey, up there. He's saying, nice spare on the rear. Are you talking about my rear right here?
I think he's talking about the spare on the rear, but
he's talking about
producer
the spare. I think
our,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking it too.
Spare.
I think our producer, yes. BEM only uses wide tires. That's correct, we do. But Brother Mike, you can see these things are just, it's actually sitting, Brother Mike, on the, even though that's a nice 3-inch wide white wall with the red spoke, true spoke wheels. Are those true spokes, Bob?
These are true spokes, yeah.
True spoke wheels. These are actually on the old belted bias ply tires, which they still make, which, by the way, are now on your Mustang.
And that's kind of funny, because if his Mustang would be sitting up on some 3-inch wide wheels, it'd be real funny.
It'd be handling like this.
It would not handle worth a crap.
In fact, we took these off your Mustang, Brother Mike, and put them on this car for display purposes only. So
this is true.
Now you know what you're getting back.
Right.
How's that?
So I'll tell you what, man, and that's another huge benefit and upgrade to these cars. Too bad Nitto doesn't make something like that. That would be incredible. Everybody knows in the white wall industry, Coker Tire, BF Goodrich, Silvertown Radials, they own the entire white wall radial version of the market. And let me tell you, man, those things are a champ. We just did them on a 59 Rolls. That car, we haven't, it's not in here right now. It's outside in front
the
of the
Rolls
photo
wall. The Rolls is
outside. So we just finished that car a couple days ago. I think Monday we finished that car. Yes, that's right. Greg and I finished it. It's in front of the photo wall right now. You guys wait till you see that on Instagram this afternoon. We'll do one of those today.
Okay, good.
We haven't done an Instagram in a while. We have been super, super crazy busy around here just getting these rides done, dude. Some of these old ones take some serious time, but man, do they come together freaking beautifully.
They
dude.
Do.
There's nothing about like the lines of an old car
with modern technology.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, like the more that I keep dicking around with the new stuff, I don't know if our show is supposed to be censored, by the way. Who cares?
We are not monitored by the FCC. We own
so,
the show.
There's nothing like working with, like, for example, you've got the 79 Pro Touring TA, the 57 Pro Touring Bel Air. Oh, what about that 69 Mustang sitting right here, right?
Semi-Hemi.
So we have a 74 BMW 2. The actual main facility is all classic right now. Pretty cool, because it hasn't been that way in a while. 57 Thunderbird, 70 Buick GSX, 35 Ford, right? All of these are very old, super iconic, but every one of them going into that Resto Mod / Pro Touring class.
You're doing a lot with that lately.
You can't beat the lines of these older cars, dude. Whether you do it with like the fresh chrome, the fresh 24 karat gold that we have had at Palm Beach Plating do. Yep. By the way, that stuff looks sick, especially on this Candy Apple Red Bel Air we've got going. Oh my God.
So hot, Bob. Good morning to Dean Dognietto. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Dean. Welcome to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family and the number one rated internationally syndicated daily live stream in the world, right here with us. Dean,
yep.
Where are you? Where do you live, Dean? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you into cars? What kind of car do you own? What are your favorites? Shoot us over. Our producers are watching. Just shoot us over a message, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Bub, so on this one, we're going to go ahead and get into the electrical on this car.
Yep.
To get the fuel gauge and everything working properly, so that we know, so the owner knows what is going on with his fuel consumption and his rate and everything like that.
Yeah, man, it's, this car is actually pretty solid, man. You know, we've done a lot of work on this thing over the past few years being here in South Florida, but it has, it's to that point where, you know, now the client literally has such a reliable platform as it is. He can drive it, it starts every time, it runs every time, no overheating, no serious issues at all, no leaking, which is super surprising on this old flathead setup.
Yeah.
But this thing just goes out and cruises. However, none of his gauges give him that reliability at all that he needs. You know, for Christ's sakes, the fuel gauge hasn't worked in this car for God knows how many years. You can't source a factory 35 fuel gauge for this thing, with the exception of finding like those old black and white thin paper, you know, magazines you buy at like 7-Eleven, like trying to find one guy that's got them, or like maybe on eBay some random guy's going to post a gauge cluster for this. The client has tried that a few times to try to find these things, and before you know it, you just don't get the right thing, because this was a combo gauge, fuel and oil.
Right on.
So you had to find that exact gauge. So the best thing to do in this case is keep that vintage face to it, but we can put all modern electronic internals inside of it, and then you're literally using electric gauges that are down to the 6-volt system, and they operate 100% fully electronic. There's no manual oil tubes that come running up. There's no manual water tubes that come running up. that heat up or that, you know, could be potentially a fire hazard or a break or leak on your carpet.
Leak on your floor, yeah.
That happened a lot of the time over the years in these older cars, especially like the Chevrolet C-Series pickup trucks.
Yes,
that
it did.
Oil gauge there. Man, those things are always leaking on your freaking kneecap every time you're driving, right? So we're going to upgrade all these to fully electronic. They're electric senders, and man, it's just going to be dead on. So the client gets in, he turns it on, all the gauges come to life. It looks super vintage, but everything's going to be exactly what it is.
Right on, Bob. Dean is a bounty hunter coming to us out of Citrus Heights, California.
Nice.
Hey, Dean, check this out. You're used to traveling. Dog just called and looking for you, man. He said, we got something going on Sunday. We want you out here to join us at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event right here in beautiful sunny South Florida, 8 to noon. We want you out here to experience the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17, world's only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost ever built.
That thing's a little beast, dude.
It's an animal,
I'll tell
man.
You what, man.
I drove it yesterday, by the way.
Probably did.
Yes, I did.
That's probably why there's no rear tire on it again.
I actually have never turned the tires on that car, and the tires on that thing are about that wide.
Okay, that's really like 28 inches. Come down to 16. They're way too small. You got to give them reality here. Open it up. That's about 16 right there.
No, the tire's wider than that.
No, it's 16 wide. 15.6.
15.6.
That's a pretty fat rear on that thing,
man.
Dude. 30 inches of meat on the back of that thing, that's a lot of tire.
She's got a fat little boot.
That's more than most lifted trucks down here have.
Yeah, she's got a fat little boot.
It's got some meat under that thing. Dean, if you haven't seen that car, go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down, and you'll hear naturally the audio of that video start playing. It's on our front page of our website.
Website, yeah.
Or if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, all of these videos that we do either live on the spot, we do Instagram photos, we do live broadcasts when we're out at these shows like Cars and Coffee Palm Beach. Go out and subscribe. They will literally hit your phone every time that we do something here, so you'll always be up to date with what's going on.
It will. I'm sure we're going to be doing a live remote from, in fact, let's plan to do that.
We'll be doing
a live remote from
Cars and Coffee Palm Beach.
Absolutely.
Yep,
we will.
That works.
Mr. Producer, let's make sure that happens. Bob, I want to share something with you. You and I have a 1 o'clock conference call. We have not talked a lot about this.
I don't even think I've talked about it because this is the first I'm hearing about it.
In SEMA, we hooked up with Asian and Farm Truck.
This is true.
From the very Outlaws. Successful... TV show Street Outlaws. That's Discovery, Bob? Discovery?
Yes, that's Discovery.
It's on Discovery. In the process of that, they introduced us to a couple other people. They were really fun to hang out with back in the green room. Asian's a really cool, down-to-earth guy, man.
Yeah.
And he could not say enough about your build style, your quality, your attention to detail, the indexing of everything that you do. Through him, we have met some of the big-name drivers on the Street Outlaws show, which has led to the eventuality of James over there contacting us and asking us to build a motor during off season. The dates would be end of December through March 31st, which gives us time to build, do power adders, because one of the big tire cars is on carburation. It's pulling kind of him into the now and like that. And we will be featuring, Bub, a new segment on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, Doing It Bubba Style, which airs, ladies and gentlemen, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be featuring a segment weekly with each one, each month, each week will feature a new driver from the very popular Discovery series, Street Outlaws.
Yep.
So we are going to be bringing you a second chapter of Street Outlaws here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yep.
This is another industry first.
Well, it's almost like we'll get those live interviews from what you see on TV. Everybody always wants to know the questions, the reality, the drama.
Yep.
Everybody always wants to know. So it'll be everybody's public chance to just get in and either throw questions around, send your questions in to our live show that we do every Saturday morning that is streamed both on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, all the local places as well. So you can get out there, listen to it, but we'll do answers on all those questions with the guys straight from Street Outlaws.
Straight from Street Outlaws. So please, ladies and gentlemen, join us. Nobody else in the world is doing this. Again, Bob, I'm very proud of that. You and James and I were going back and forth with this thing until about 10 o'clock last night. It is ready to go now. We start this Saturday, and I believe you and I and James are going to be dialing in the segment time. I think it's going to be towards the bottom of the half hour, 9:20 to 9:30.
Okay.
Is where it's going to fall.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be very, very interesting. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get a lot of the big drivers on with us. And we're going to have, you know, big presence from Discovery and their whole crowd as well.
Yep. Looking forward to it, man.
And you know what James said? It was very, as you were aware in the conversations and negotiations last night, he was very fair. He said, this has to be both ways. Not only are you bringing that exposure to the drivers, but they need to bring that exposure to all of their crowd at Street Outlaws as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very fair approach.
Yeah, really good.
So everybody, please listen to that on Saturday morning. You'll be hearing it. And if you have questions for us about the way Bubba's going to be building this motor, it will be a Bubba Exotic Motorsports build. It's going to be a twin turbo application, I think is what you're going for, Bub.
Yeah.
It's going to be very cool. So it's going to be very neat to have that here.
Yep. So stay tuned for that.
And Bub, we have another question here. Bub, you're going to ask that question here.
Oh, we have Andre Henderson here. Let's see.
Longtime friend of ours.
Looks like what we've got is, where is Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach? Wait for it.
There we go.
Okay. Sorry, we have a board that literally comes up in the background that shows all of the questions that come through. So where is Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach? This weekend, Andre, it is the 19th. It is from 8 to 12, 8 a.m. to noon. That is at Palm Beach Outlets. That is exit 71 off 95 coming north or south. Just at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. You can't freaking miss it. From the highway, you're going to see over 40,000 people there. That's typically over 2,000 plus cars. A lot of attendees, man. There's everything you can imagine, from exotics to supercars to one-off pieces to custom creation stuff to lifted trucks to monster trucks to drag cars to RC cars that are just this big in a parking spot. So there's so much stuff you can imagine out there, man. The rides are beautiful. The weather's insane. There's fun stuff to do. And when you're done with Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, you can walk around the outlets, hang out, get some food. There's plenty of restaurants there.
So we
make a full day and afternoon of it. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Bub, like you say, this is a very controlled environment.
Yeah.
They have everything set up for exotics to park in one area, tuners to park in one area. So you know you can go exactly where you want to be. Lift the trucks. It's just a great time, man.
Yeah.
It's a really good time. I got to tell you, Max and John Zolinga, the founders and owners of Cars and Coffee, started out with 40 cars, man.
Yeah.
Today, it is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world.
Yeah, man. Just keeps taking off.
Yes. I am talking to Joan Tuttle and Paul Tuttle Sr., who you know from Orange County Choppers. They may be making an appearance on our tour bus with us as well.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to get back there in the paint shop. I'm finishing up a sick paint job on a chopper.
We
are going full candy paint on this thing. Just finished laying down the base coat color, so that is done now, and I'm getting ready to do a second stage. Then I have a final third stage candy on top. Then I'm going to lay down four coats of some serious wet clear. This thing is going to have depth like no other.
We'll bring it to everybody live.
Tomorrow, we're going to film with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll film with it tomorrow.
Bub, I just want to remind everybody, you're welcome to join us. You're welcome to send in your questions to sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you the truth. It comes right here to my phone, the brand new Samsung 8 Plus. It's a great phone.
Don't know how I'm feeling about the phone yet.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Really?
Yeah. Let's just keep moving.
I'm not a fan of this whole Bixby thing that keeps coming on.
I have no idea
time.
What Bixby is. It's got to go.
It rhymes with Dixby.
Right. We were over that whole ball starting we had.
It's just hanging out there, isn't it?
He can't even hold it together over there.
Really?
No chance.
Sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. We will answer any of your questions on Saturday's show or here live on our daily show. It comes straight to my phone. I will answer your questions live. I personally, if I don't have the answer, I literally will go track Bub down and ask to get you the right technical question.
This is
true. He's one of the top three in the world today, and his information's correct. So any technical questions you have about your cars, any topics you'd like us to approach, any of them, we're here for you at that time. Stay tuned to Saturday's show for calling in to talk to one of the outlaws. I don't know. We know who may be featured this week. A big driver will be on this week.
Yep.
But we'll know more at our 1 o'clock meeting today.
Yep.
Right?
That's it.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bub.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been proud to bring you this episode. Hello, Shannon, our office manager in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been proud to bring you this episode right here from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Please stay up with all of our stuff at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, where you'll catch, if you go to that website, you'll see Bub and I. That's the actual SEMA picture that we autographed at SEMA. And we will be autographing only 100 of those pictures. We're going to keep it special. Granted, we're going to have up from the normal 25,000, somewhere to around 40,000 people at this event. So we will be autographing only 100 and giving out only 100 of the very special swag bags sponsored by all of the big people. Nitto, Steeda Autosports, Borla Exhaust, JP over at Watson Racing, Dio Dynamics. Everybody's going to be getting stuff to us. So, and it's in those swag bags. Solution Finish from Chris. We're going to be giving samples away of that. It's crazy. Anyhow, join us. this Sunday, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Check out the autograph picture. You'll see it right there with the event information, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I also invite you to please visit Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's missoutlawboutique.com at 561-660-6695. Bub and I are very creative people. We see things in our mind. And I think Bub, at the top of the hour, painted a very great visual description of what the girls, Robin and Layla, have done over at Miss Outlaw Boutique. It's been a fantastic job. It is even more stellar than a mall-oriented big box retail store. 561-660-6695. Girls, shop for yourself. Boys, shop for your girls. Girls, get your boys' credit card and go shopping. How's that? 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. The Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event, Exit 71, here in South Florida at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, where this month you will see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team not only featured, but the world's only 600 horsepower, 2.3-liter stock block EcoBoost Mustang ever built. You're going to be stunned when you see this car in person. We've had a million people tell us the pictures are great, but seeing it in person is a totally different story. Andre Henderson says, I can personally attest, it's his personal cell number. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Andre, please thank you for being out there with us all this time. We really, really appreciate it. It's very, very good to have you out there with us. Questions, sales at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. If you have technical questions, we'll answer anything technical about your build, about your car, how to match things up from a component. Test Bub's knowledge. We can do a little test Bub's knowledge on every show as well. See if you can outmaster the master. It's pretty cool. If you can outmaster him, we'll send you a free gift. That's how we'll do it. New segment on each show, Outmaster the Master. We'll send you a free Bubba's Exotic Motorsports shirt or gift or swag bag maybe even if you can outmaster the master. You can't do it. Guarantee you can't do it. He's one of the top three in the world today. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, for Christ's sakes, Payless is cheaper. Give them a pair of yours, even if they're a little bit too big. You know what? It'll keep their feet warm and dry. Not everybody's had the best of luck. We want to make sure we're taking care of our fellow American out there. You know what? It's a great country. We have an obligation to take care of those who can't take care of themselves in many ways. Let's keep the support inside our country, not outside of our country. And let's feed somebody who's hungry, ladies and gentlemen. If people are hungry, you know what, man? Payless is great for shoes, but 7-Eleven, anything like that. I mean, in Chevron, Shell, they sell small things. Buy somebody a meal, man. What's $5 to you? You spend that much on your, you spend that much just on your coffee every morning. Think about that. How about it? Or maybe you just stop buying coffee one day a week, make it home, and take that $5 Starbucks investment and put it in somebody's stomach who is legitimately down on their luck. We have a lot of vets standing on street corners. We've forgotten about them. We need to make sure that we're taking care of them. And finally, Ken Mitchell, good morning. He is one of our ATECs here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and he's out there watching us as well. Thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family, Ken. We love you very much, and the quality of work you do is top shelf. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we take care of the animals that are bestowed upon us and are in our lives. Even if one just shows up at your door, it's not too much for you to give out to that animal and take care of them. We need to have them in our lives, and they depend on us to take care of them and cherish them and fill them with love. Until tomorrow, people, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style. Hey, Bub, what are you thinking about lunch, man?